Going into the dating world can be daunting for anyone who's been out of practice for so long. But nowadays, with the whole world using technology to communicate with each other a lot more than the traditional face-to-face conversations, well, it's no surprise that guys can feel just a little bit lost. And let's face it, we've seen massive advances in technology over the years, so it's no surprise that the traditional ways of dating no longer make the court when it comes to women and their expectations. There are some women whose expectations exceed all, and it seems as though God himself would not be able to reach them. But for the vast majority of women, regardless of the technology, they just like a little bit of effort and attention. And how you give them your attention is, of course, at your discretion. If you are new to dating and instant messaging, fear no more. We have taken a look into this specific type of communication and found many golden nuggets that will help you stand out from the crowd and capture the attention of the lovely lady that you would like to pursue. So, without further ado, sit down, grab a pen or your phone, and let's dive in. Like and subscribe. Let's talk about emojis. Emojis are fairly new to the world of the iPhone, but emoticons have been around since the beginning of instant messaging, like MSN, Yahoo Chat, and many more. Emojis enable you to add some fun and flavor to your text messages with a range of smiley faces to cute animals, different weather forecasts, and even a green tick. Emojis are there as a safety blanket for you if you cannot describe something with words. 9 times out of 10, there is probably an emoji to help you out. This allows women to see the fun side of you when they're not physically with you. However, with all good things, there is a limit. An excessive use of emojis can be very off-putting to women as it kind of comes across, what's the word here? Immature. There isn't a perfect ratio personally. I would just stick to 1 or 2 emojis a text message whilst you're in the getting to know stage. And once you've got a feel for the lady in the conversation, well then you will know the limits of the emojis. Fast replies. Long gone are the days when you had to write a letter and attach it to the foot of an owl and wait almost 2 weeks for a reply. With all this technology at your fingertips in one phone, it's not a surprise that women expect faster replies than 3 to 5 business days. If you are genuinely busy building an empire, working on your career, or your phone is on silent, and you missed that one text message, there's no harm. But if you are talking to a lady and it takes you longer than a full day to reply, well, she's not gonna like that. Now, don't get me wrong, no one should expect you to be on your phone 24 hours a day. But if you are in the middle of a conversation and your replies are within a couple of minutes of each other, this is a great sign that both parties are equally interested and are making an effort to get to know each other. But if you don't reply for a long period, then again, she would assume you are not interested and will start to put her effort, well, in different places. And on the topic of not being interested, if you get the chance to read her message, it means you do have a couple of seconds to text back, "Busy right now, I'll be in touch later." Instead of you just reading her message and then replying hours later. Women take it personally when you've been online, you've seen their message, and then you decided to not reply. And like I just said, if you have the time to read the message, you have a couple more seconds to say, "I will be in touch to reply properly later." No one-word answers. If there's anything worse than slow replies, it would be one-word answers or dead-end phrases like "lol," "haha," or "yes." If you use these types of phrases in a conversation, subconsciously, you are telling whoever you are speaking to that you just don't have the energy to continue the conversation or that you are a little bit bored. It's like kind of an electronic slap in the face if the other person is excited to talk to you. And yeah, don't get me wrong, if you've received a text that doesn't require a response, or you're finding it hard to think of a response and you don't want to just leave it on read, then yeah, that's different. But if you aim to stay away from all of the one-word answers, then I'm almost certain the conversation will just flow. Paragraphs. As we've moved forwards from the original phone with 12 buttons, the vast majority of people now have a full keyboard in front of them, which enables them to text much faster. If you send a girl a power graph rather than one sentence, I can guarantee that she will be so happy. Not only does it show that you are engaged in the conversation itself, but it shows her that you are making an effort to get to know her and that you are willing to meet her halfway. If she sends you a power graph and you are a little overwhelmed, break the power graph down. No doubt there's more than one question or point within that paragraph, and I can tell you now, ladies hate it when you only answer one part of her very long paragraph. The easiest way to get around this is by answering section by section in your paragraph and then ending it with a question for her. If you are both sending a good chunk of paragraphs, the conversation will feel natural as if you are speaking face to face and will set the foundation for what could be in the future. Don't be afraid of voice notes. I know, it's not classed as a text message, but nowadays, almost all phones and communication apps like WhatsApp, Instagram, and iMessage have access to voice notes. If you want to gain bonus points in the dating game, send her a voice note every once in a while, and I bet the smile on her face will hurt her cheeks, especially if it's first thing in the morning. Girls love a man's morning raspy voice. She is going to be replaying it all day. Using voice notes also enables both parties to understand, well, the tone of the conversation. There's nothing worse, right, than someone reading your text message in a negative tone when that isn't what you intended at all. It shows both parties that the other is comfortable with them and there's no misunderstanding. No one wants to get the, "What do you mean?" or "Are you angry at me?" text message when you are far away from anger. As daunting as it may seem at first, try not to overthink it. She is just as nervous as you when it comes to getting to know somebody new. There's no crash course, sadly, on how to communicate correctly. It's kind of all trial and error, so try to fake it until you make it when it comes to being confident. It will really help and the ladies will love it. Technology is developing every single day, so it wouldn't be a shock if in 3 years there was a completely new way to communicate with each other, possibly even a hologram. That would be a massive step up from FaceTime, right? So, I wouldn't get too in your head about the best way to communicate with the ladies in general. If you're making an effort, you're doing a lot more than the average Joe. These few tips have been mentioned by a lot of women, and even though we can't speak for them all on an individual basis, we would say this is the skeleton of texting in today's world, and anything extra you do is like adding a limb or an organ to that skeleton. Although the results may differ depending on your lady and her desires, we are confident that with these tips under your belt, you can take the dating world by storm and complete the texting phase without a bother. And I hope you've charged your phone, fellas. Now get those thumbs tapping away.